Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And today, as usual, before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer and ask Him to bless our time of devotion together. Heavenly Father, it's such a joy that we get to come every single day knowing that we have a God who is so caring and so concerned about us and our living. Lord, You wanted us, first of all, to have a relationship with You through Your Son, Jesus. And so You sent Jesus to die for our sins, and You extended Your grace, Your unmerited favor to us because You love us so much. We are so grateful. And Lord, as we study this book of Galatians, we're learning more and more about just how gracious You are. And so today, I pray that You will continue to teach us by Your Holy Spirit, guiding us into all truth and empowering us to live according to that truth. As we study these things and put them in our hearts and minds, I pray today, O Lord, we give You thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Gospel Not After Man. And it's taken from the book of Galatians chapter 1 and verse 11. Over the last few verses in the first chapter of Galatians, we have studied the measures Paul the Apostle has taken to be certain that the church of the Galatia know from where he stands concerning the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because Judaizers have infiltrated the church and are preaching a gospel of works and obedience to the law, Paul found it necessary to address their teachings. In verses 8 and 9 of the first chapter, Paul went so far as to desire that those who promote these other teachings be accursed. And in verse 10, he stated his desire to please God rather than men. In verse 11 of chapter 1 of the book of Galatians, we see Paul turn to the source of his gospel, where we read, "But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man." Paul begins with the word but. Whenever we see the word but in the Bible, we can be assured that the word or words that are following it take precedent over the words before. For example, in the Gospel of John in chapter 16 and verse 33, Jesus said, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." In other words, there will be bad things that occur in the world, but Jesus has overcome them. Jesus' overcoming takes precedence over anything we might face in the world. Paul previously made a statement about pleasing God rather than men, and in comparison to where these false teachers received their doctrine, Paul said, "But I certify you, brethren," which means he wants them to know, recognize, gain knowledge of, and be informed that what he is about to say takes precedent over them. Paul continued that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. Paul had the privilege of hearing his gospel directly from God, and he preached no other gospel than the one he heard. Often men will gather together and brainstorm their ideas of how people should or should not follow God, and their ideas are many times off track. However, Paul sat under the tutelage of Jesus Christ, and as one born out of due season, he received the gospel of Jesus Christ directly from him. We shall read more about this in later verses within this chapter, but suffice it to say that the origin of Paul's doctrine was superior to the ones being promoted by the Judaizers of that day. Paul's words are urgent, and their importance is transcendent if the church members in Galatia are to continue in the true doctrine of grace. What is the source of our gospel? Is it others and their opinions? Is it from the news, magazines, or books? Where do we receive the information that becomes doctrine in our lives? Perhaps as we consider the defense that Paul makes for the origins of his doctrine, we will examine the source of ours. And when we do, if it is other than the Holy Spirit of God in agreement with God's Word, maybe we will alter our minds to be set upon the teachings of God rather than upon the teachings of men. Next time, we see more about where Paul received his gospel. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.